It's Sunday, June 8th, 2008.
Transmitters, we got a stinking transmitter. Watt socking blade modulated bolt anchors that glow in the dark.
All right. Hey, that's an old intro from, I think, 2006, I believe. I don't know. Hey, my name is Ragnar Danstjold, and you have once again found the Pirates Week, a podcast covering shortwave, pirate radio, free media, and other sorts of free radio. Hey, we got a couple of pirates in the news stories for you this week. We're going to go through some relevant forum postings on the internet, including the Free Radio Network and note stations logged per the Free Radio Weekly. Hey, we got something new for you in the off-air segment, so stick around for that. That's going to be pretty cool. And the propagation forecast from this week in amateur radio. Hey, we have a couple off-topic stuff. Well, kind of not so much pirate related material, but stuff that you may be interested. We have an excerpt of an interview with Rochelle Vaughn of Monitoring Times, and we're also got a free piece of software for you via the International Radio Report, and we'll close up with a couple closing thoughts from me. So stay tuned. It's another Pirates Week.
Almost live from the Fuking Ionosphere, it's the Pirates Week with Ragnar Danisjold.
Well, I really don't have anything for the opening monologue, so let's get right into Pirate in the News. And we got a couple, actually we got three different things for you this week. And the first up is, well, I'm going to try to do my best. This is being translated via, well, I think Google Translator, from Spanish to English. But federal agents, supposedly for reasons having to do with a broadcast license, raided a pirate radio station, La Tremenda de los Lederos, which has been operating on 106.5 FM in Nuevo Laredo. The raid, which was broadcasted live, listeners could hear glass being broken and equipment being smashed. It was conducted after federal agents and soldiers blocked surrounding streets and responded with overwhelming force. The entire staff was taken into custody with General Manager Gerrell, I'm going to butcher his name, and well, anyways, there was definitely a bust down in Nuevo Laredo in Mexico, and of a pirate, or somewhat, there are some very strange things going on here. There's references to drugs, and there's also references to pirate radio. I'm sure by next week we'll have a little bit more information on this breaking news. This happened just a day or so ago, and I'll have links in the show notes, like everything else we'll be talking about today, www.piratesweek.info. Continuing on, a Florida CBer gets a $300 fine for a linear amplifier. And also, the FCC fines a Boston pirate $17,000 for last February's bust. Both stories being brought to you by This Week in Amateur Radio.
The FCC has issued a monetary forfeiture in the amount of $350 to Florida CB operator Richard Ross. This for willful and repeated violation of Section 301 of the communications rules involving the operation of an unauthorized CB radio transmitter. According to a commission news release on August 16, 2007, agents from the Tampa office inspected Ross's CB station to confirm it was in compliance with the rules. They found that Ross's CB radio station included a CB transmitter and two linear amplifiers. The agents measured the power of the amplifier's combined power output and found the devices had the capability to boost the power of the station to several hundred times the authorized power level. On March 31, 2008, the Tampa office issued a notice of apparent liability for forfeiture to Mr. Ross in the amount of $10,000. Ross submitted a response to the NAL requesting cancellation of the proposed forfeiture. He asserted financial hardship and supplied the FCC with documentation to back up his claim. After examining the financial documentation submitted by Ross, it was decided to reduce the forfeiture to $350.
The FCC has issued a monetary forfeiture in the amount of $17,000 to Charles Clemens for operating an unlicensed radio transmitter on the frequency 106.1 megahertz in Boston, Massachusetts, and for failing to permit a station inspection. This past February 29th, the Commission's Boston field office issued a notice of apparent liability for forfeiture in the amount of $17,000 to Clemens after tracing the unlicensed operation to him. To date, Clemens has not filed a response to the NAL or paid the proposed forfeiture. Based on the information before it, the FCC has now affirmed the $17,000 fine and ordered that Clemens pay the amount within the time frame specified by law.
Breaking the law, breaking the law, breaking the law. Breaking the law, breaking the law.
The FRN Forum postings.
Well, you know what that means. It's time to take a look around the internet for some relevant forum postings on Pirate Radio, starting off like we always do with the Free Radio Network. FRN.net/vines. In AJ Michaels' thread concerning his reception problems, The Hole posts a description of the Fantenna, a four-lead antenna. The control wire makes a nice resonant four-band dipole that should help cut down on the noise, and he also supplies a link to the wireman where he bought it from. Commander Bunny posted a link to his new show. I also mirrored it on shortwavepirate.info. Cracker uploaded it also. And Pat Murphy posts, not to change anything on your FRN profile, it may destroy your account. The FRN software is old and, like many of its pollsters, very grumpy. Over in the workshop forum, the new post in the ground screen thread, The Hole describes his setup, and so did Sea Lord for his East West East. Taking a look over at the HF Underground board, Justice posts that he has a couple of rhombic and other antennas available for HF enthusiasts. Kindly check out onlinereceivers.net/rx323.php. If anybody is interested in a 20 decibel gain directional HF antenna, give them a shout. Lex says, hot dry winds this week has been kicking up some fierce static electricity, and he's wondering whether to be concerned about static damage. His Polestar R30C has what appears to be a neon electrostatic discharge bulb in line with the antenna input, but he doesn't want to take any chances, so he's looking for some ideas. And over in Alt Radio Pirate, Kevin J. posts, any thoughts on this transmitter? He links to a mini 5 milliwatt FM transmitter for sale on eBay. And from the Free Radio Weekly, number 643, covering logs from the 31st of May through the 6th of June, stations being heard include the stations of Captain Morgan, The Crystal Ship, The Hole, Liquid Radio, MAC Shortwave, Maple Leaf Radio, Mashup Radio, Radio Jamba International, Psycho Radio, The Voice of Prozac, The Wave, and WBNY Radio Bunny. QSLs being received this last week include the stations of The Hole and The Voice of Prozac.
You know the weird guy in the corner of the office who always has his headphones on? That's you!
Well, it's time for the off-air segment, and I promised something really kind of different this week, and I think we're going to deliver. Let's first check on and see if anybody's on air right now. It's, almost noon on Sunday morning, and we'll kick it up to 69.25. And nothing. Well, like I said, we're going to do something a little different this week, and I only have a single show for you this week in the off-air section. However, we're going to hear it from several different locations. Many people recorded WTCR's broadcast of June 9th around 0200 on 6925. So we're going to hear how it sounded around different parts of the country. We're going to start off with Bodzilla. He recorded it from his location in Texas. He goes on to say, as usual, WTCR is sounding great coming into southeast Texas. Some brief fading, but overall he gives it an SIO of 444. It's a brief recording here at around 0145, 0150. And hey, just a heads up out there to Bodzilla, you need to turn down your input volume into your recording device. You're kind of overdriving your recorder. Just turn down the radio. The line volume's a little high on this recording. Let's take a listen to WTCR, their June 9th broadcast being heard from Texas. Well, that's how WTCR was heard in Texas. Zane Radio also got WTCR, giving it an SINPO of all fives. Says it's a really strong S9 plus 20 signal here in stormy Chicago. So he's not sure if it's just a weird quiet after the storm thing or if the doctor's just rolling over the noise. This is around 0220 and WTCR being heard in Chi-Town. Take a listen to this.
WTCR 20th Century Radio.
Well, we're going to go from Chicago down to Florida. Sea Lord got WTCR 6925 upper sideband, giving it 444 or 555. Says it's blasting a signal into Florida tonight with very little fade and very good audio. This is around 0245. Again, WTCR.
This is WTCR 20th Century Radio.
Is my story sad but true? About a girl that I once knew. She took my love and ran around with every single guy in town.
And finally, from the Great Lakes State, I also recorded the broadcast here in Michigan, 6925 upper sideband. This is around 0215 SIO, 444 solid S9. It faded for me, though, around 0300. Still could hear it, but not as good as earlier in the evening. This is WTCR, 20th Century Radio.
Love you.
This is WTCR, 20th Century Radio.
The Pirates Week Podcast, your home for shortwave pirate information. Piratesweek.info. That's piratesweek.info.
Does anyone around here still have a radio? Anyone here at all? Anyone here at all?
Well, let's do the propagation forecast coming like it typically does now from This Week in Amateur Radio.
We had 7 days of no sunspots this week, but a sunspot was emerging on Thursday, June 5th. Helioseismic holography revealed a high-latitude sunspot on the opposite side of the sun. Until recently, we had no idea what was happening on the far side of the sun, the side directed away from Earth. The NOAA Space Weather Prediction Center sees a constant and quiet geomagnetic planetary A index of 5 through June 14th. Geophysical Institute Prague predicts quiet conditions for June 6th, quiet to unsettled June 7th and 8th, and quiet again June 9th through the 12th.
Well, I have a couple other radio news stories for you this week. From the DX Party Line comes an interview with Rochelle Vaughn from the Monitoring Times about shortwave and internet resources the magazine covers. And you can hear the entire interview from the DX Party Line. It's available at their website and also rfprograms.com. Shameless plug there. Take a listen to this. It's about 2.5 minutes long.
Now, Rachel, we know that the whole publishing industry has made changes over the last year, as have shortwave broadcasters. Part of those changes is taking us into an electronic mode, and Monitoring Times has been right there with that. Tell us about that, please.
Well, yes, I just told the broadcasters this morning, wherever you go, we'll follow. So if you're going on to the Internet, so are we. We have just this year inaugurated a new little feature of, you know, if you can't find your old shortwave broadcaster that you used to love and they've moved onto the Internet, we're going to be listing them in Monitoring Times, the streaming audio address, the URL to go to find that audio that you used to hear on air. If they're now doing it on Internet, we're going to be covering that. We will also cover, if you're interested in public dispatch, police dispatch channels and that kind of thing, you can find that on the Internet as well.
Now, Rachel, the actual physical publication, though, of the magazine has changed, and in a way that makes it much more convenient to use.
Yes, we have something we like to call MT Express. Not because it's a different magazine, but just because you can get it immediately when you want it. No longer do you have to wait for it to arrive in the post office. And that's especially useful for those of you who live outside the United States in the U.S. postal system. Because on about the 20th of the month, before the date of publication, you'll receive a little email notice that says, okay, the magazine's ready for download. And you can go right up on the Internet, and for overseas subscribers, it is less than half the cost of buying the print magazine because you don't have to pay for the postage. So you can download it to your computer. It's in full color, all the Internet links, but it's exactly the same magazine. It's better.
Rachel, thanks again for joining us today. How can we find out more information about Monitoring Times?
If you have Internet, easiest way is just to go to www.monitoringtimes.com. And there are easy instructions that will take you to how to subscribe.
Someone could also get information by email, right?
Send it to editor@monitoringtimes.com.
Again, Rachel Vaughn, editor for Monitoring Times. Thanks for being with us today here on the DX Party Line.
And finally, from the International Radio Report, Janice finds a freeware program that will locate frequencies for you. So take a listen to this from the International Radio Report.
I downloaded a really interesting little piece of freeware called Magna, which was posted in the DXLD by Chuck Boland. And he said, he just finished upgrading the database application, which uses EIBI's data file and also AOKI's database as a second database. And now it contains 20,000 records. So all the frequencies on shortwave, you just download this little piece of freeware called Magna, and you can look up all kinds of frequencies on shortwave by language, by country, by frequency, and see what's where. It's pretty interesting. You can go to www.orchidcitysoftware.com/images59.html. So www.orchidcitysoftware.com/image59.html. And so thank you very much, Chuck Boland, for posting that. Very handy little piece of freeware to check out and keep on your desktop for tuning shortwave stations.
Well, that's going to wrap it up this week. Well, less than 30 minutes this time. So, hey, don't be surprised if there is no show next weekend. I plan on taking a small vacation. If it's not next weekend, it'll be the weekend after that. Going to take some time and head off into the wild blue and take a much-needed vacation. Well, like I have always said, this really isn't a news show, The Pirates Week. I've always said it's just my journey as I learn about pirate radio and the shortwave radio in general, and I'm just inviting you all along for the ride. So what did we learn this week? Well, I learned don't drink a glass of milk before sitting down in front of a microphone. Not good for the vocals. And, hey, WTCR can be heard from coast to coast, even in thunderstorms when the propagation's good. Hey, congrats out there to 20th Century Radio. Also learned the FRN software is old and, like many of its posters, very grumpy. So, hey, until next week, or actually maybe 2 or 3 weeks from now, as always, thanks for listening.
From the Boat Anchor's soft glow to your MP3 player via the World Wide Web, we meld the oldest and the newest audio technology. Welcome to the Pirates Week.
That's piratesweek.info.
You are without doubt the worst pirate I've ever heard of.
But you have heard of me.
Driving into town with the dark cloud above you, dialing the number who's by.
smoking. Call me at the station. The lights are all big.
Right, what I need is four T1 lines, three Krays, and a small sack of MIT graduates.